carbon by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff. I got a lot of people texting me, been thinking about getting involved with a hive, starting a hive, getting into bees. Jeff, hoping to get into bees next year, planning to have a beekeeper next year for his tactical weekend. Very interesting, good conversation. Lots of people been wanting to produce their own honey and use that as a sweetener instead of sugar. So had a lot of people talk to me about that. Let's see, I got another one here. Yes, absolutely going to get involved with this. Been planning to do it for a while. Dr. Jeff just motivated me. So good, good, good. Appreciate it. Let's see. One of the things that we're looking at is the way that we can do certain things. Jeff's talked about this before on the show as well. The bat population. You may want to consider building a bat, some type of house environment for them to utilize to protect the young. It's one of the things I discovered here at the house. Mr. Snoop and I were outside. I was blowing leaves and branches and cleaning up the yard after the ice storm. And I saw him digging. And I'm like, what the heck is he digging at? So I turned off the blower. I went over there, and he had found a little nest of bats in the ground where they have caved out the ground, put in, looked like mostly, it wasn't actually grass. It was more like hair balls. I don't know where they got them from. I don't know exactly how they did it. But they padded the hole in the ground. That's where the babies were. And they were so cute. They were little. They're in there yakking away. And I, of course, got Snoop away from them really quickly. But very interesting. Bat houses absolutely want more bats in the area because the amount of mosquitoes they consume on a daily basis is through the roof. Dr. Jeff's talked about that before. And we'll bring that subject up with him next Wednesday. So, now one of the stories, see, I think I got all the text messages. We're good there, so we're going to move on. One of the stories I've been following, we've been talking about this regular basis, is this budget. Well, there's one of the things that we, the people, need to do is talk to our state reps, our state senators, if you see them during the summer break. They're not, I don't believe, going to get anywhere close to a budget deal before 4th of July break. Fourth of July break is normally the break for summer. That's when they take their entire summer off. Not going to do it. Now, I don't see any way, shape, or form is going to in any way be able to get this budget process done. One of the things that I think pretty interesting is how the road funding deal appears to be the major blocking of the Senate. Senate Republicans' budget amendments. Well, they're fighting back and forth over what they want to submit. Republicans tried hitting Senate Democrats with 44 failed amendments yesterday as the chamber voted out $55.8 billion for state budget proposals. This wasn't the entire budget. This was just the general fund portion. Republicans' amendments targeted the bills on immigration enforcement, the state's interaction with hostile countries, and the Senate Democrats' lack of a full road funding plan. Senate held session yesterday for more than 6 hours, beginning to finalize the chamber's fiscal year state budget proposals. In all, the chamber voted on 14 different budgets for each of the departments. Each of them passed, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Focusing on what's required in the Constitution, they include funding for community colleges, public universities, the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, the state's health department, transportation, Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, Education Department, the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advanced and Potential, that long-named committee department came up with the acronym MyLEAP. So that's why they had to get Education, Advancement, and Potential in there. That was Senate Bill 164. Additionally, they proposed State Agricultural Department, the Judicial Branch, Veterans and Military Affairs, the Michigan State Police, Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Lara's Department was Senate Bill 177, and the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services. So basically, transportation, Senate Bill 174, universities, Senate Bill 167, community colleges, Senate Bill 168. Each one of these departments had their own standalone bill. Well, across the 14 spending areas, Senate Democrats laid out $392 million more in total spending than what the governor proposed in her executive budget recommendations. In comparison to present-day funding, the average increase was more than $111 million for each of the Senate's 14 departments. Responsible for administering $2.3 billion on average in federal funding. So again, just the general fund alone, $55.8 billion. Now, while every budget bill taken up failed to receive early bipartisan support, some of the subjects raised by the Senate Republicans, they are going to have to be dealt with. Immigration, hostile countries, and road funding. Well, one of the suggestions that the Republicans made was for the Michigan Department of Education budget, which provides the State Board of Education president compensation rates, $110 a day when performing official business, $100 for non-presidential board members. Senator Lana Tice offered an amendment that salary increases appear as lump sum bonuses, could only be supported if Michigan reading scores did not place the state in the bottom 10 nationally. If they're basically the Department of Education, the schools are teaching the kids how to read, then they would be entitled to their bonuses. Well, Democrats poo-pooed that. It didn't pass. So it's okay, according to the Senate Democrats, that the kids can't read. And if we're in the 10 worst states in the country, that's okay. They still get their bonuses. 75% of fourth graders in our state cannot read proficiently. 3 out of every 4 kids. That's thousands of children falling further and further behind. It's thousands of children lacking the foundation they need for a successful future, Tice said. I see no scenario in which anyone responsible for educational outcomes in the state should be receiving a pay raise right now. Essentially, her amendment aimed to block any boost in the Michigan Department of Education administrators' pay until reading scores advance. Another area the Republicans were concerned about, bans on how the state interact with hostile countries. For the $2.4 billion given to the public universities budget, Senator Thomas Elbert of Lowell proposed requiring universities to report on funds received from entities outside of the United States and how they were being spent. That the reports would have to be due in this coming March 15th, 2026. Well, that amendment failed. Another one was for the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Senator Jonathan Lindsay of Coldwater called for no loans or grants to go towards companies financially tied to hostile foreign nations. We should not still be discussing whether Michigan taxpayer dollars can fund foreign adversaries. My amendment would make this illegal. Well, that amendment failed as well. I've got a very simple question for the Democrats. Why are you guys against these amendments? The kids need to learn how to read. And you really want all this money going to public universities when they are getting actually money from outside the United States, some of them coming from hostile countries. And we do not want our taxpayer money going to grants to institutions, companies tied to hostile foreign nations. Unbelievable. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this Senate activity in the Senate yesterday, Republican-led House has made restrictions on how the state interacts with foreign countries of concerns, countries like China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, as one of its major priorities this term. On May 6th, the chamber approved legislation prohibiting public bodies and education institutions from accepting money from such countries, as well as blocking Michigan's economic development subsidies going to businesses linked to those nations. Foreign influence bills passed the House with Democrat support. So basically, the Republican senators were just following the House lead. Another area of concern, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's a candidate for governor in 2026, proposed a $500,000 line item for the Michigan State Police to partner with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, partner up with ICE. Purpose of the bill, or the amendment, excuse me, was to detain and deport individuals who have committed crimes and are actually in the country illegally. The devastation impact of illegal immigration continues to strain our resources and compromise public safety. With the Michigan State Police working with ICE, we can ensure those who are enter our country illegally are held accountable. We can protect our communities, uphold the rule of law. While some in this chamber have actually proposed defunding the police who help combat illegal immigration, this amendment reflects the will of the people. Well, that amendment failed as well. I mean, this is just pure insanity. These Democrats are out of their minds. The House passed it with Democrat support, but they're going to pass on it in the Senate. Well, in the proposed general government budget, which the Senate is scheduled to vote on today, Wednesday, the Attorney General could withhold local governments' revenue sharing if she determines that they failed to provide the U.S. Constitution's 5th and 14th Amendment protections. The flagged amendments are the same that President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement practices have brought into question, as they cover due process in the courts, and even birthright citizenship. So pretty interesting direction argument they're trying to put forward there. Well, Trump's in court. All those things are being challenged, so we shouldn't do them here in Michigan. Lastly, bridge repair. Again, Senator Nesbitt described Democrats' talk on road funding as lip service, as hundreds of local bridges stand in critical condition in the state. He called for an amendment that would set aside specifically $250 million just for critical bridge repair. Well, he described how the former Democratic trifecta squandered a $9 billion surplus without addressing this problem. And now, while the House Republicans have put forward a $3 billion plan to fix roads without a tax increase, most Senate Democrats muster up a placeholder with no details. We need to invest in our critical infrastructure, and we need to do it now, Nesbitt said on the Senate floor. Well, of course, that amendment failed. Unbelievable. Other amendments, really quick. Faster investigations into senior fraud and crime victims. That failed. That was brought forth by Senator Ruth Johnson. And basically, she said this year the governor recommends entirely removing requirements that investigations be completed in a timely manner where there are allegations of abuse or fraud. Seniors are under attack, and we need to stop it. Oh, by the way, Health and Human Services budget, almost $40 billion. 39.7. Senator Ruth Johnson asked for the Department of Adult Services to move faster in investigating fraud and crime that victimizes older adults. Well, the Democrats voted against that amendment as well. So let's do a quick recap. They don't care about seniors being frauded. They don't care about critical infrastructure being funded, like bridges in the state that are literally falling apart. They don't care about the Michigan State Police working with ICE regarding illegal immigrants in our country. They don't care at all about us spending taxpayer dollars with hostile countries, China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela. And let's see. Oh, that's right. They don't care, the Democrats in the Senate, whether our children can read. 44 different amendments, not all of them listed in the story, offered up by the Republicans. Not one of them was approved or adopted. Well, the Senate Democrats are going to own this budget if the House will vote for it. I don't think they will. No way they're going to get a budget before 4th of July. Final segment, we're
done. Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and prices,